and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will bother to subscribe, merely by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and then help share our videos a lot. And God will reward you for it because you're doing His work, spreading the gospel of Yeshua. Well, today it is Thou Shalt Not Steal, part number 14. Exodus 20 and 12 says, Thou shalt not steal. Sounds like a simple enough injunction, but to the corrupted and convoluted mind, it's not quite that simple. Why? Because they love to steal. Well, it is incontrovertible that corporations and governments that enjoy public trust do use thievery as their organizing principle, despite the divine injunction prohibiting stealing. Once again, Exodus 20 and 15 say, Thou shalt not steal. Well, there you have it. These are governments and corporations being overwhelmed and overcome by the proclivity for thievery do use the democratic process to craft draconian and dictatorial legislations that empowers them to forcefully or deceitfully oppress and rob the citizens or the people of their monies, their properties, and their lives. Under, of course, the diaphanous shroud of law and order, love and caring and compassion. Oh, lip service. Isaiah 10, 1 and 2. Thus, woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, which is unrighteous laws, that write grievousness which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey. Why? And that they may rob the fatherless. Well, this explicates precisely why most of the citizenry are frustrated and stuck in poverty, no matter how hard they try. How can you prosper when you are being hindered and plundered? Well, Isaiah 42 and 22 says, but this is a people robbed, and spoiled. Well, there you have it. Well, until next time, here's a friend and partner, Bishop Peter said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God, you keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen.